Ace, Yud Tes Tei Beis, Tuesday the 1st of January, Rabbi Yitzchak Mordechai Chizik, who was the Moel for Eliezer ben Moshe Rabbeinu?
Good morning, everyone. I also thought Zipporah was the Moel for Moshe Rabbeinu, for Eliezer ben Moshe Rabbeinu. But I always had a question about this, because everyone knows the Gemara and Kiddushin, the Chof Tes. Gemara says in Kiddushin that mothers are not mechuyev, noshim are not mechuyev in mitzvahs mila. The Gemara learns out from Pasuk, kashet tziva oisoy elekim, the Torah says, b'Avrom Avinu, like Hashem commanded Avram, and the Gemara learns out, oisoy veloy oiso. And the Gemara says from there, that noshim are not mechuyev. So I was always wondering about this. What about Tzipora? So I thought, Seder, efshu they're not mechuyev, but they can do it. Efshu they can do it. But then I found, it's a Gemara, it's a mefurush Gemara discussed in Avodah Zorah. Gemara starts off in Avodah Zorah as follows. Itma, minayin lemila ba'akum, shehi pesula. Mila with a goy, the Gemara says, is unanimous, according to everyone, a mila of a goy is possible. The Gemara brings two pesukim, machlokes Rav, Reb Yochanan. Rav says, the pesuk is from, va'ato esperisi tishmar. Hashem said to Avram, va'ato esperisi tishmar, you, Avram, are commanded to keep my bris. The state Mazaracho Acharechos, we learn from there, Ato Ato Veloy Akum. But Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not the Possel, it's not the Makar. Rabbi Yochanan says that Akum is learned out, this Possel from Mila, Goy is Possel, from a different Possel. Possel says, Himoil Yimoil, Rashi explains, Midashin Hamol Yimoil. One is had Brismila, could do Brismila, it's not the more my Nafkamina. Nafkamina is not the more by Isha, a woman. I mean, this Gemara is discussing not whether the woman's got a chiyuv, but rather she hasn't got a chiyuv. That's what we learn in Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Chof Tes. This Gemara is discussing, can a woman bechlal do bris mila at all? Gemara says, according to Rav, shteva ato as brisi tishmar, just like ato is mamayit akum, lezarach achrechos, also mamayit noshim as well, because noshim haven't got a chiyuv. However, the Gemara says, that according to the Mandoma, says, hamol yimol, himol yimol, the Gemara says, eloshim, isho commander mehila damya. Isha is kelu, she's got a brismila, and therefore she does come under the category of himoel himoel. So kuntu Rabbi Yochanan, Isha is kasher olamu, and kuntu Rav, Isha is not kasher olamu. That's the Gemara over there. What exactly it means, Isha commanded mehila domi, there's a longer Reb Chaim brisk on this, not going to go into it right now. That's the Gemara. Gemara comes along right at the end, two lines before the Mishnah, Chazan Amud Aleph, says the Gemara about 1 second. According to Rav, that Isha can't do bris mila because of Atos Barisi, for Hokisim, Fred Gemara, but Tikach Tzipora. Gemara tries to answer. The Maaseh Gemara, Maskana Gemara says two answers. Answer number one is the Omro leInish Achrina veOvad. She told someone else, and someone else did it. That's the first answer. The Iboy is Seima, and the second answer of the Gemara is. Asya Ihi, she came along, the Aschala, she started the Brismila, the Osa Moshe, the Agmara, Moshe when I finished it off. That's what the Gemara says, Adkan Devra Gemara. This Gemara is a very interesting Gemara. There's lots of kashos in this Gemara. Let's go Pamelach from the beginning. So the Gemara's first answer is, that what? That someone else did it. Who was it, someone else? A Goyim apostle. Everyone's a Goy, so everyone's apostle. So the Shiras David comes along and he says, Aaron HaKoyen, he was already there. Aaron did the Bris Mila. He was the Acher. That depends a little bit how you learn. From the Pashtus of Aksuvim, Aaron seems to have only showed up later on. But there's a Daz Zakenim who says that Aaron was actually there already previously. And that depends on how you learn a Gemara and a Dorim. The Gemara and Dorim discusses what exactly happened, this story. It's a very interesting story. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do Bris Mila. He was in Nisrashel, wasn't in Nisrashel. Gemara says as follows. Omar Rebbe, Gemara Nedorim Daf, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Chas v'sholem, Shemosh Rabbeinu Nisrashel min Amila. Chas v'sholem, he was Nisrashel to say that he weakened himself from doing Bris Mila. Elokach Omar, Moshe had a dilemma. On the one hand, he admitted to do Bris Mila, but he also said it's Tzivui from Hashem to go down to Mitzrayim. So here was his dilemma. Emoil, the eight say, should I do Bris Mila and go down to Mitzrayim? Sakonahi, it's dangerous, Shinema. But he be mashlishi, be oisam koyavim. It's dangerous. First 3 days to travel is dangerous. Emoil the Esher, should I do Bismillah and stay here? Abba Kodesh Baruch Hu, Amani Leich Shuv Mitzah. What do I do over here? Moshe wasn't sure what to do. So Gemara says he was. So he wasn't Nisrashel, Moshe Rabbein. He wasn't Nisrashel. Why was Moshe punished? The Pasuk says, Hashem wanted to kill him. Rashi even says that Malach came, started to swallow him up, until Tzipporah realized that she did the Mishmila. That's the pashtus of what happened. So why was Moshe punished? Because what should he have done? So the Gemara says, the punishment is asik b'moloin techila, because he was busy with the hotel first. He checked into the hotel before he did the Bris Mila. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, this hotel was very near Mitzrayim. It was a hotel which was on the way, but very, very near to Mitzrayim. Rashi says, close enough, de lo hoyo sakona. It wouldn't have been a sakona anymore for Moshe to have done the Bris Mila. And therefore, although in Midian he had no chiyuv to do the Bris Mila, because he had a tzibur Hashem to go down to Mitzrayim, but once he got to the hotel, before checking in, Moshe should have done the Bris Mila, because there was no more danger, it was too close to Mitzrayim, no danger. So Rashi says, because of that, that was Moshe's punishment. The Da'as HaKenim, Baal HaTosfos, argues with Rashi. He, on the Pasuk, says different. He says that really the hotel wasn't close to Mitzrayim. The hotel was actually very close to Midian. And therefore, he sort of has a kasha on the Gemara. If Moshe wasn't expected to do the Mila in Midian, why was Moshe suddenly expected to do the Bris Mila in the hotel? So he says this follows. He says, Ein Mukdem Ma'ocha, Babsukim, and Aaron HaKohen already came to see Moshe. And he saw Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw Moshe's wife and kids. He says, Allah Rishonim on Mitzrayim. We've already got enough people in Mitzrayim already serving the Shibud. We don't need any more, said Aaron to Moshe. Moshe said, okay, I'll send them back. So at that moment in time, Tzipora and the baby, Eliezer, were no longer under the Tzivi Hashem. They were holding on the way back. Says Da'as HaKenim, at that point, Moshe should already have done the Bris Mila at that point, because Tzipora could have stayed there in the hotel for 3 days, no problem. She had no reason to travel. She was going back to Midian. She wasn't going to Mitzrayim anymore. And therefore, because of that, Moshe was punished. That's what the Da'as HaKenim says. According to this Da'as HaKenim, the way he learns, you could say, like the Shiras David, that Omro Tzipora la'acher, the acher was Aaron HaKohen. He was the acher. However, Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer Talmud HaKra, he says a chiddush. He wants to say different. He wants to say that the Omro Tzipora la'acher doesn't mean Aaron. It means Geshem. Geshem was Noch 3 years old at the time. He was 3 years old. If Geshem was three, Geshem did the Bris Mila. Says Reb Chaim, how do we know that cotton do Bris Mila? Rambam passing his Mefurish that cotton is kosher do Bris Mila. All the Noisei Kenim are asking the Rambam, where's his Makar? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, like his style. Here's the Makar, Mefurish Pasuk, Omro la'acher must be, the only one who could have done it was Geshem. That's what Reb Chaim says. The Maisa, there's a very big kasha on this Gemara. Whoever did this Bris Mila, there's a massive kasha on this Gemara, besides the problem of who did the Bris Mila. There's a big klal all over Shas. Kol milsa de'iyu lo motzi ovid, lo motzi mashv shliach. Whatever person cannot do themselves, they cannot appoint a shliach, an emissary, to do it for them. Now, because the Gemara over here is going according to Rav, who learns from the posuk of Va'atos Brisi Tishmer, that a woman is possible for Bris Mila, so if she can't do the Bris Mila, then she can't make a Shliach either. So how can the Gemara say, Omro la'acher, whoever the Acher was, but you can't make a Shliach if you can't do it yourself. Azoi Frecht, all the Achroinim ask this kasha. Avnei Nezer, Rabbi Chon of Asimah, they all ask this kasha. So the Har Tzvir, Tzvi Pesach Frank, he says, it wasn't really a Shlichus, it was about kosha. Tzipora only asked, whether it was Aaron or Gershom, whoever it was, she only asked that Acher wasn't a Shlichus. Emes is, he's a daikin from Rashi. Rashi says over there, very nice. Rashi says, in the Dorim Lamed Aleph, Rashi says, Vatikach in Avodah Zorah, Rashi says, in that Gemara we had before, Vatikach, when it says Tzipora, she took the tzoyer, she took the stone, says Rashi, Vatikach aledei Shliach, that's Rashi's Lashon, Vatichrois, says Rashi, Omro la'acher v'koras. She told someone else to do it. That means Rashi's medayik that the actual lekicha satzor, the taking of the stone, whatever that is, that she did alei shliach. But the actual krisas bris mila, the actual bris mila, Rashi says was omro la'achir. So Tzvi Pesach Frank says it wasn't actually a shlichas. However, the kasha is not actually properly answered by saying that, because Tosfos comes along in the Gemara Avodah Zarah and asks a following question. Says Tosfos, I understand. According to Rav, a woman hasn't got a chiv. A woman's possible from doing Bris Mila. She's possible because we learn it from the possible, the Atos Britzi Tishmar, that a woman hasn't got, that she's possible. So ask Tosfos, so hang on a second, if she's possible, so why does the Gemara Kiddushin Dav Choftes need a posuk to say that the mother is not Mechuyev? If she's possible, then of course she's Potter. The Gemara here in Avodah Zorah Darshan, according to Rav, up to Spisi Tishmer, that a woman is that Akum, and also Isha as well, are Pesulim from you. So Tosa asks the backwards Kasha. So according to that, why does the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Choftes need a Pasuk of Kashitziva Oysa Elekim, Oysoi Veloi Oysa? Why do you have to have that Pasuk? Tepuk Lei, she's Pasul anyway. Says Tosa. Sorach Lefarish, you have to say that if not for the drosh of Oysoi Veloi Oysa, then what her chiyuv would be levakei shlemoholoi. The mother's chiyuv would be, even though she can't do herself, she would have an chiyuv incumbent upon her to find someone else to do the bris milah. Now, it's a very shvera zach to say that, because if she can't do herself, and she can't make a shliach, because kol milz the ilo motzi over the motzi mash v'shliach, how do you have a havamina that a mother's got a chiyuv like a father to be mesavda the bris milah? What does that mean exactly? That she has to organize the bris milah. So Rabbi Chonon comes along with his yisoid, and Avni Lezer says it as well, and they base themselves on Maharach Oizaruah, and they say the following thing. They say that mitzvah's milah, the mitzvah that the father has to do the bris milah, is not a direct mitzvah on the father. It's what the Gemara calls mitzvah's haben al ha'av. It's be'etzem, the child's mitzvah. Just the father has to be misadded if the child can't do it himself, because the child's only 8 days old. So the father does it for the child. But it's not a regular mitzvah which is on the father. It's not the father's mitzvah. It's the child's mitzvah, but the father's responsibility to help the child fulfill the mitzvah. And Rabbi Chonon says, according to that, it makes sense that there's a havamin over here, if not for the posuk of Kashetziva Oysa Lekim, the one the Gemara says in Kiddushin, to make a woman potter, there'd be a havamin that even if she's posul, and she can't do it herself, and then she can't make a shliach, but she still chayev lisader et hamatzav, to organize a situation to make sure the child gets bris milah, because the parent's chiyuv is only a parental chiyuv to make sure the child gets nimoil, but not, it's not a direct mitzvah on the father. This depends on a famous chakira that the Meloya Roim has. The Meloya Roim has a chakira. What happens if someone has a child, and the child's a suma? The child's blind, nebuch. Now, you know when the child's going to grow up, called some shittas in the Gemara, the suma's potter from mitzvahs. Does the father still have a chiv? The Meloya Roim declares, does the father still have a chiv to do bris milah to that son? That depends on this child, depends on how you learn. If you learn kipshutoi, that it's a mitzvah on the father directly, that's a father's mitzvah, so it doesn't matter that the child, when he grows up, will be potter, because he's a suma, that's irrelevant. The father's got his normal, regular mitzvah sa'av, and he has to do the bris milah on that child who's a suma. But if you say, like the Maracho is a Ruah, like Rabbi Chonon of Asma wants to show from this Tosfos, that the chiv of the parent is only to organize that the child's mitzvah becomes accomplished, becomes fulfilled, then if the child himself is a suma and will be potter, and is potter, the father hasn't got a chiv. That depends on that raid from Nachrein. Lemaisa is that Rabbi Chonon of Asma says another answer. He says a different answer to answer the question, how could Tzipora have made the shliach? How could she have made the shliach if she can't do it herself? So the answer number one, he said already that it wasn't really a shlichus, it wasn't really Tzipora's mitzvah as such, it was only the mitzvah of the child, so she was just omro la'achir, she told someone else, it wasn't her own mitzvah. But Rabbi Chonon of Asma says another answer. And this answer is not dafka relevant to bris milah, but it's a famous yesoid which any yeshiva katana bocha here is from Rabbi Chonon of Asma. The famous Rabbi Chonon says there's two types of shlichus. Rabbi Chonon says famously that there's two different types of shlichus. There's one which he terms it Maisa Misyachus, and there's one which he terms Mesiras Kaychus. What do these two things mean? He says as follows. The normal type of shlichus is, for example, to do shlichus on a shchita, let's say. You make someone a shliach to do the shchita. Now, the shliach could have done the shchita even before you made him a shliach. What's the purpose of the shlichus? Just to get the shliach's act to go back on the mishalech, to correspond, to be fulfilled as if, so to speak, by the mishalech, by the person sending the shlichus. That's called maisa misyachus. You want the act to be done under the name of the person sending. There's another type of shlichus, which is called mesiras koichus, which means where the shlich himself could not have done anything if not for the shlichus. For example, gittin and kiddushin. Someone sends a shliach to garish his ishtoi, to garish his wife. In such a case, the shliach, before the shlichus, before the power that he's given, he couldn't have done anything. He couldn't have done the act at all. Because no person could go and be megarish someone else's wife. So he needs the power of shlichus, not just to make the act correspond to the mishalech, the one who's sending him, but he needs the power of the shlichus also just to get the very koichus, to get the very power of attorney to be able to do, to carry out the specific shlichus. So Rabbi Chanan says, based on these two different types of shlichus, he says that the whole yesoid of kol milsa de'iu lo motzi ovid, lo motzi mashal shliach, the whole halacha that you can't make a shliach on what you cannot do, only applies where the shliach needs to receive specific koichus from the mishalech. For example, gittin and kiddushin. There, if the, for whatever reason the mishalech himself can't do it, you can't send the shliach because you can't give powers which you yourself don't have. However, when it's just maisa misyachus, when it's just a case of the shliach doing an act which he could have done even without the shlichus, he's just trying to use the shlichus to make the address back on the mishalech, in such a case, the kol milsa rule doesn't apply. Now, in this case, by bris milah, the shliach, whoever the shliach was, could have done the bris milah even without the mishalech signing on to it, even without the mishalech commanding. What's the whole reason why we're using the shlichus over here? Just to make the mitzvah correspond back to Tzipora, to make her get the mitzvah. In such a case, says Rabbi Chanan, the rule of kol milsa doesn't apply, and even if Tzipora, as an isha, doesn't have the ability, if she's possible from doing bris milah, she can still send the shliach, because all the shliach is doing is a maisim misyachas, he's doing the act, and it's corresponding back to the mishalech. According to this, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman argues on a minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch clears whether an isha can make a shliach to write a sefer Torah, to become the mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah. Minchas chinuch says that she cannot do it since she cannot write herself, therefore she can't make a shliach. Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, not true. Because the whole rule of kol milsa doesn't apply whenever the shliach is just to make a maisa misyachas. And by k'siva sefer Torah, there's no mesiras koichas, there's no need for any specific powers. The shliach could have written it himself anyway. It's just to make the isha hamashaleches, to give her the mitzvah. In such a case, as Rabbi Chanan, you can make a shlichus. So that's the first answer of the Gemara, that the Maisa, it wasn't Tzipora that did the bris milah, she was Omro la'ache, she told someone else to do it. And how she told someone else, whether it was a shlichus or it wasn't a shlichus, that's a debate in the two Mahachim we just said. But that's according to the first answer of the Gemara. Let's now move on to the second answer of the Gemara. Gemara's second answer is that what actually happened, she started off, the Gemara said, Asya ihi v'aschala. She came along and she started it, Tzipora. But also Moshe came along v'agmura. I suppose once she started the mitzvah, the malach, who was, Rashi says, swallowing Moshe Rabbeinu up, I suppose he stopped doing what he was doing. So once she started the mitzvah, it already finished off, and the malach stopped doing it, and therefore Moshe was able to finish off the bismillah. Ask all the achronim, but how does that work? If a woman is possible to do bris milah, how does it help that she's doing the first part? What's the difference from a shechita? If you do a shechita, and an akum does the first part of the shechita, and then a kosher finishes off the shechita, it's possible. So what's the difference? How can a possible start off the bris milah, and a kosher finish it off? Why don't we say, the same thing by shechita, that you can't do half things with a possible? So Sameach says, it's not so schwer. By shechita, he says it's different. By shechita, the way it works is, once a possible starts doing the shechita, the animal becomes a treifa. Once the animal's a treifa, so finishing off with a kosher doesn't help you anymore. Mashenki by Mila, there's no concept of treifa, and the ikki is, says Oy Sameach, hakol hoylech acha gma. That's what Oy Sameach wants to be machala between Shechita and Mila. But some other achronim want to say, according to the famous Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says, in Parshas Lech Lecha, there's two parts to every bris Mila. In fact, there's two brochas we make every bris Mila. There's the mitzvah of hasoras ha'arlos, taking away the arlos. That's the poshut mitzvah, the mitzvah of taking away the arlos. And there's a mitzvah of hachnosa lebris shel Avram Avinu. We make two brochas. We make a brocha al hamila, and a brocha of lachnisoi bevrisa shel Avram Avinu. There's two different mitzvahs, two different halakim. Says the Beis Halevi that an isha is only possible. Where do we learn it from? For ato es berisi tishma. So she is only ruled out from the second chelik, from the chelik of hachnosa lebris, that an isha on an akum cannot do. But the maisa masoras ha'arnas, the maisa taking away the arnas, that anyone can do. That anyone can do. Say the achronim, according to this, that pshat is, the first part of the bris milah, that's poshut taking away the arnas, that anyone could do that, even an isha, even a goy could do that as well. So therefore, Tzipora did that no problem. The hachnosa lebris, that she couldn't do, that's the meal from the posuk, v'atos brisi tishmor, for that only goes acha gama, that's by the end. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did that. He's Makayim, the chelik of lachnisa bevisa shel Avram Avinu.
How do you do this?
It's two chalokim. Just it's the Gemara which brings out the Achnasa Libris. What's interesting is after all this Gemara in Avodah Zarah, there's a very mechudesh liga Rabbeinu Chananel in Yuma Daf Pehei Amud Beis. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehei Amud Beis is discussing what's the source that Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara brings many different proofs that Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. And one of the proofs, it's a very interesting proof, Kipshutai, learn the Gemara, it's hard to understand it. One of the proofs the Gemara brings is from Mitzvah Mila. And the Gemara goes as follows. Gemara says in that in Yuma, Omar Rabbi Leza, Uma Mila, it's Kalva Choyma, if already Mila, Shehi Echod Mimosayim Varboim Moshmoina Evorim, it's one of the 248 Evorim, Sheba Odom, Doiches HaShabbos, it's Malch HaShabbos, Kalva Choyma Lako Gufo She Doiches HaShabbos, Madoch Mila is Doiches HaShabbos, Kol Shekein Pikuach Nefesh, which is on the whole body, is definitely Doiches HaShabbos. What's the Shaykhis Pikuach Nefesh on the whole body, that saving, that is that a mitzvah? What's the Gemara mean exactly to compare Pikuach Nefesh to Bris Mila? Very interesting, Rabbeinu Chananel, often odd. Benachal says as follows. Pirish. Motsonu, we find, Shehamol hatinoik matziloi min hamisa. He saves the tinoik from death. Me Eliezer benoisha Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenema, he brings the whole Gemara. So then he says as follows. But here he starts going off. Vayvakesh hamisai, and the Malach wanted to kill the tinoik. He wanted to kill the baby. Because the mother was nisatzel, the mother tzipoira, v'loi molo oisoi. The kimish hergisha, once she realized, molo oisoi the karosech hachasam domi. So he says two chidushim. First of all, he says, vayvakesh hamisoi was going on the baby. That in itself is not such a chidush. There is one shit in the Gemara in the Dorim, that same Gemara quoted earlier. The Gemara there says, after the Gemara says, p'nishis asig amolo etchilo, that was a taino Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Shimon Gamliel over there argues, and he says, no, loyla Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh soton laroig, elo lo oisoi tinoik, shenema, ki chasam domim atoli. So there's a machlik in the Gemara, whether the vakesh lahamiso is going on Moshe, or going on Eliezer. So that in itself is not a chiddush. Ben Chanan is going with the shitta that's going on Eliezer. But what is the chiddush, Ben Chanan? He seems to say that the taina over here was on Tzipora, that she was nesatzel, and she didn't do bris milah. Now that's a very big kasha, because through everything we've just spoken about, that's clear in the Gemara Kiddushin that Noshim are Paturois, and that's the Machloikas, the Gemara Vodazora, where the Noshim are even Pasulois. So they are definitely Potter, perhaps even according to Rav, even Possel. So how can Rabbeinu Chananel say that the Taina was on Tzipora, that she didn't do the Bris Milah? How can there be a complaint against her, if anything against Moshe, but why her? She's definitely Potter. There's a very interesting Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Gemara in Yevamos, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, is talking about Korban Pesach. And it talks about how, if a father has a ben oral, a son who hasn't done Bris Milah yet, for whatever reason, the father can't shech the Korban Pesach, and cannot eat the Korban Pesach. It's learned out from the Pesukim over there, that the father mustn't have a ben oral when he's doing the Korban Pesach. Gemara says a few exceptions. One of the exceptions the Gemara says is, if Oviv ve'imoy chavushim be'beis asurim, if the father and the mother are locked up in prison, and they cannot do the Bris Milah, therefore in such a case, the ben oral is not ma'akiv, doesn't stop the father doing the Korban Pesach, he can send the shliach, the Gemara says, and if he gets out of prison in time, he can even eat the Korban Pesach in the evening, because he couldn't have done the Bris Milah. Ask all the Mefroshim, why is the Gemara saying, Oviv ve'imoy chavushim be'beis asurim? Why does the mother come into it? She hasn't got chiv anyway. How does the mother come into it? Many answers in the Achronim. But the Maharacha Rizarua, the one we mentioned earlier, in the same shtickle, he says that the mother actually has got a chiv to Bris Milah. Very mechudish digger, Maharacha Rizarua. He says the mother's got a chiv. Ahai, the Gemara says a kiddushin, oisoi v'lo yoso. He says, oisoi v'lo yoso cannot be a drosha that we say the Torah is talking to men, dafka kashat tziva oisoi v'lo yoso. He says, haray, the whole Torah is beloshin zocho namro. The whole Torah is said in Loshon Zohar, yet we always say, Hukash Ish Ole Ish, women are always compared to men. Even though the Torah talks in Loshon Zohar, but we say in the cave is also Bechal as well. So how can it be that the Gemara learns of Oysoi V'lo Yoso? So he explains, the drosh of Oysoi V'lo Yoso, all it means is that the father, he's got the primary mitzvah. But if the father's not there, taka the mother's got the mitzvah. That means the mother, mitzad her motherness, is not mechuyev. The father's the one who has to take main concern. And he's going with the shitta earlier that we said, that it's not really a mitzvah on the father, it's the child's mitzvah which the father has to take care of. Whose the real parent, guardian, has to make sure the child's mitzvah get fulfilled, that's the father. And the oisei v'lo oisei just means the mother hasn't got that same level of chiyuv. But elechanami, if the father's not there, the mother hasn't got a patur at all. And he argues on Tosfos over there in Kiddushin says that mila is mitzvah seisha zman groma. And Tosfos discusses it, is it zman groma, is it not zman groma, it's a big machloket hashoinim, but it's called zman groma or not. He says it's definitely not zman groma, and when the Gemara comes to be ma'at noshim, but not being a ma'at noshim, she's not because she's a woman, she's this ma'at. It's just as a mother, she hasn't got the same level of chiyuv as a father, but elechanami, if the father's not there, the mother's got a chiyuv. That's how he explains the Gemara in Yevomus that says, ovi v'imoy chavushin beis asur. So according to this, you can shtel tzu Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai comes along and he says, similar to what we said before from the Daz Akenim, that Aaron was there already, and Moshe packed his bags and had gone to Mitzrayim. So Moshe wasn't there anymore, and he brings this from the same Rabbeinu Chananel. He brings Rabbeinu Chananel and says that in that malon, in that hotel, Moshe had already left. So who was left? Only Tzipporah. Ah, only Tzipporah was left. The mother was there, therefore she has a chiv. According to that, Rabbeinu Chananel, who says there was a timer on Tzipporah for not doing the Bismillah, it stims with what he says that in the Moloin, Moshe wasn't there anymore, only Tzipporah was there. But in my sense, that's a very, very big chiddush. No one will say such a chiddush that a woman has got a chiyuv to do a Bismillah, and that's what Rabbeinu Chananel means. That's a very big chiddush. So the last mahalach we can suggest in what Rabbeinu Chananel means is the Rambam. The Rambam says that B'nai Keturah have got a chiyuv to do Bismillah as well. B'nai Keturah got a chiyuv to bris mila there. Zera Avram, they have a chiyuv to bris mila. Now, B'nai Keturah, there's no chiluk between, there's no posuk to say v'atos parisi tishmar, to say there's a difference between men and women. Now, just to add in as well, Tzipporah, she came from Yisroi. Yisroi came from Midian, and Midian, if you look in the Pesukim in Bereishis, in Perek Chofei, it says over there that Midian was one of the B'nai Keturah. So you can assume that Tzipporah, being from the B'nai Keturah, had a chiyuv to bris mila as well. And because she had a chiyuv to bris mila, there's no difference between men and women, because they're not learned from the posuk of Atos Brisi Tishmar. The Beis Halevi says that the whole chiyuv of B'nai Keturah is just that they should be different to the Ummas Ha'olam, lahavdilom mishar Ummas Ha'olam, to show that they come from Zera Avram. That's why they have a chiyuv bris mila, but not because of the normal, regular mitzvahs mila that a yid has. What we said before, there's two chalokin, there's a chelik of asaras arlos and a chelik of achnosa bebris. They haven't got the chelik of achnosa bebris. They only have the part of asaras arlos just to separate them from umas olam. So according to that, you can say that when a Moshe was there or Moshe wasn't there, Tzipporah had a chiyuv as being part of the B'nai Keturah. Only kasha on this shtickle is that if so, why the Gemara Avodah Zarah didn't say this to answer its own kasha on Rav? The Gemara asked according to Rav. Rav says we learn from Atos Brisi Tishmar, and according to that, that's why a goy is possible, and that's why a woman is possible as well. So the Gemara asked, what about Tzipporah? And the Gemara says two answers. According to this, why didn't the Gemara say very posh that Tzipporah was a B'nai Keturah, and that's why she did it? And that's a shtickle kasha which I haven't got an answer for. The Maisa, to sum it up, to answer the initial kasha, who was the one who actually did Bismila on Eliezer? It comes out as follows. This is the sikkum as to what comes out. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that we learned from Hamol Yimoel, according to him, there's no kasha at all. Tzipporah could have done it herself, even though Noshim or Peturo is, but at least they're not possible, and they can do it. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav, so it depends. According to the first Teretz of the Gemara, according to the Shiras Dovid, Aaron did the Bismila, perhaps with the Shlichas, perhaps without the Shlichas, we spoke to Mahalchim. According to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, we said that it was actually Gershom that did the Bismila, it wasn't Aaron, it wasn't Tzipporah. Again, also whether it was a Shlichas or not a Shlichas is debatable. That's according to the first Teretz of the Gemara. According to Rav, according to the second Teretz of the Gemara, comes out that Tzipporah started the Bismila and Moshe finished the Bismila, as we explained that the Ikra Hachnosa Lebris is only on the day of the Gemara, and Noshim are only nismayed from the Hachnosa Lebris. They're not nismayed from the Hasaras Arlas. According to Rabbeinu Chananel HaMechudosh, he takes on that Tzipporah actually had a chiyuv to do Bismillah as well. Not only she was not possible, but he says she was mechuyev as well. And we said to Mahalchim, either because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there, according to Maracha Rizarua, as a parent, the mother's also got a secondary responsibility, not the primary one, but a secondary responsibility to make sure the child fulfills the mitzvah, and therefore Tzipporah had to do the mitzvah as well, and that's why she was Mechuyev. Or, according to the final Mahalach, we said, perhaps Tzipporah was Chayev, because as a B'nai Keturah, there's no difference between men and women.